It's the end of the calendar year. Let's do a recap and look ahead to what's coming up next with Quality During Design. Hello and welcome to Quality During Design, the place to use quality thinking to create products others love for less. My name is Diana. I'm a senior level quality professional and engineer with over 20 years of experience in manufacturing and design. Listen in and then join the conversation at qualityduringdesign.com. Like most of us, I think the end of the year is a great time to look back on what we've accomplished and look ahead to what we want to accomplish in the next year. Let's talk about what the most popular and most listened to episodes were, what my favorite episode was, and what's ahead for the next year for Quality During Design. For our year-end review, first of all, let me thank you for tuning in and being a listener to Quality During Design or visiting the website at qualityduringdesign.com. This year was when the Quality During Design website and podcast was launched. I was finally able to pull together and put out there my dream of bridging the gap between quality professionals and product design engineers. I'm using Quality During Design to share techniques with product designers, something that's actionable and things that you can do to make your design process better. You can find the podcast on a lot of different podcast providers, and also the qualityduringdesign.com website has a podcast blog where you can not only listen to the episodes, but there's also extra information, links, references to books, citations to articles, and also a transcript that you can read. The Quality During Design podcast also got syndicated by Ascendo Reliability. And thank you to Fred Schenkelberg for inviting me to his community. If you go to reliability.fm, you'll find a lot of other podcasts, and there's also links to other blogs, books, and training certifications that involve quality and reliability. Looking at the stats from the podcast from last year, the most popular episode was episode 1, How to Choose the Right Improvement Model. And I'm kind of thinking that that might have to do with it just being the first episode of any new podcast. In this episode, we talked about what the differences were between PDCA, PDSA, and DMAIC. These are all acronyms for improvement and problem-solving methodologies, and we wanted to compare them. And in order to do that, we talked about the history of their development. I had to look at a lot of historical references and do quite a bit of digging to pull that story together, and it is an interesting one. The second most popular episode was episode 31, Five Aspects of Good Reliability Goals and Requirements. This episode breaks down those five aspects of a reliability requirement that make a good one. The measurement of time, reliability at specific points in time, a desired confidence level, the definition of a failure, and the operating and environmental conditions. And we talked about it in a way that we put it all together in an example and showed how it all fits together. My two favorite episodes from this last year is episode 8, Remaking Risk-Based Decisions. I talked about a real-life example that happened earlier in the year with a high-end treadmill manufacturer and the complaints they were getting about injuries and some other tragic events. I continued to follow the story and have updated that podcast blog with another link of what has since happened. My other favorite episode is episode 40, How to Self-Advocate for More Customer Face Time and Why It's Important. Companies and businesses and honestly other people on our team aren't always comfortable with engineers talking with their customers. But it is so important and such a valuable way for us to get information about how to design for the customers. We talk about some of the most common objections for engineers talking to customers and how to overcome them. This last year, I also attended a lot of conferences and brought back information which made it into the podcast series or will be in a future podcast. I went to the ASQ World Conference on Quality Improvement and the ASQ Innovation Day. I also attended a summit hosted by the International Statistical Engineering Association and also an R&D Management Conference hosted by RADMA, the Research and Development Management Association. The R&D Management Conference is an annual conference, usually sponsored by a university, and features a lot of academic papers and studies. There are a lot of students that are presenting their academic thesis papers at this conference. If you'd like a different spin on some of the work that you're entrenched in doing every day, then the R&D Management Conference might be a great tool for you to step out and view your work from a higher level. I also encourage attending events and conferences that are hosted by other functions of groups that we interact with as designers. I've attended the IIA conferences, which is the Institute for Internal Auditors, and also RAPS conferences, which is the Regulatory Affairs Professional Society. Attending these conferences with these other groups that we may not necessarily be working in, but need to work with, these conferences help shed a light on some of their issues and challenges in their everyday working situations. It's a valuable way to gain appreciation for the cross-functional team members on our groups. This last year, I also updated the DeaneyEnterprises.com website, and I do upload a blog post there monthly. Now, coming up in 2022, I'm planning to continue the podcast blog, but I'm also sort of depending on you listeners to be my accountability partner because I have some big plans for 2022. One is that I want to develop an interview podcast series titled something like Our Cross-Functional Team, a chat with, fill in the blank, marketing, usability experts, other quality and reliability engineers, and test experts. The purpose would be to learn how people in these functions see themselves as part of the design process. And we'll learn how and when to bring in their knowledge and expertise for design engineering. I'm also going to be venturing into video and webinars. Some of us are visual learners, and there are also some topics that are just hard to describe in a 10-minute podcast. So I'm looking forward to introducing video to be able to use that medium to demonstrate the use of some quality tools and techniques. For those of you that need recertification units for your professional certifications, a webinar is also a great place for you to earn those. A Quality During Design membership site is also in the works. It will offer training modules for things like FMEA. There will be templates and downloadable files that will be helpful for design engineers. We'll have scenarios of design activities using quality and reliability tools. It won't be a list of quality and reliability tools, but more of if you're in this phase of the design process, what sort of quality reliability tools could you use to help make a decision? We'll also have live member events and forums. I am most excited about kicking off this membership site in 2022. I think it will help product designers be able to readily use quality and reliability tools easier and better. It may help with the people that are working remotely and for the new hires that maybe don't have a mentor sitting next to them in the cubicle. The Quality During Design membership site might be a way to help facilitate some friendships and new experiences. Right now for this membership site, I'm making sure that the back-end systems are up and running and dependable, and I can't wait to show it to you next year. Next year, I also plan to offer some corporate training options for those that need a refresher on quality and to get everyone talking the same language. It could also help with new hires and remote teams. I would really like to hear from you about topics or issues that you have problems with or want to better understand. If it fits within the realm of quality during design, it may be something that I can host a podcast on or eventually include in the membership site. And if you would, please complete a survey for me. Go to qualityduringdesign.com/survey. It's a short 7-question survey about what kind of things that you want to see to design the kind of membership area and content that you want to hear. For those of you that have already filled it out, thank you so much. Your feedback truly is a gift. If you want to keep in touch with what I'm doing and when things are coming out and happening, please go to qualityduringdesign.com website and subscribe to the e-newsletter. You'll get a weekly email from me, and you'll also get notices of when things are happening. So thank you for listening in 2021, and I look forward to working with you more in 2022. Happy New Year.